Morning, good morning, good morning. It is Friday. It is 6:32, and it's time now for our Community Connection. And it is brought to you in part by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And we have one of our candidates here for City Council. It's Eric Turway. How you doing, Eric?
I'm good, thank you.
A lot of folks got their first introduction to you on K1 TV when we had the League of Women's Voters forum that was downtown. And that was the ladies knocked it out of the ballpark. I thought they really did a great job moderating and hosting that.
Yeah, they absolutely did. And I think that they had great questions that were submitted by the public. They did a great job of, like you said, moderating it, making sure that we stayed on track, making sure we all got a chance to speak on every subject. And I think that we all got a chance to really lay out our platform for our different wards.
Now, which ward are you going to?
I'm running for Ward 3.
Okay, Ward 3. Let's learn a little bit about Eric. First of all, how long you been here, and where do you work, and things like that, and
right.
Relationship to town.
Perfect. So we moved here. My family moved here in the mid-80s. I grew up in Dewey first, and then we moved to Oak Park. I lived over by Jane Phillips, lived over by the hospital. So I've been everywhere in Bartlesville, and particularly all over Ward 3 in the west side of town. So then I went to college at OU, got 2 degrees there, joined Teach for America, stayed in-state, taught it in Tulsa Public Schools for 5 years, moved home, took a job at Jared's Frozen Custard, managing that small business for 5 years, and now I'm teaching French online at the University of Tulsa.
Oh, very good. So that's the online thing. You don't have to make that drive.
No, exactly. Yeah, I'm doing that all by distance. And I'm thankful, too, because, you know, a lot of the students are coming down with COVID. So it's nice to not have to take that risk where I don't have to.
Now, I understand that you've had a brush with it.
Yes, I did. In fact, I got COVID-19 over the summer. And so that lingered for a while. My husband, he recovered very quickly, almost instantly, whereas I took a lot longer to recover. So I know how it can be different for different people, and I know what it feels like to have it and to worry now that I've had it.
And what drew you into politics? I mean, here we're talking about someone who's been in academia for a while,
right?
Been in business for a while, and then all of a sudden politics, was that just like next on the list?
Right. Well, you know, it's something that I've been interested in for my entire life. I've always been one to follow politics very closely, been active in politics. I've been a part of the local, you know, political scene here since I moved home. You know, it's just something that I think is in my DNA. Like, I just can't escape it. As much as I try to not pay attention to it, it's not something I can do. So, you know, the next natural step besides trying to get things done from the outside, you know, complaining about the problems that we have, is to just get involved, to step into that role and solve those problems, you know, be a part of the solution. So I think that that's what drew me into this race.
What solutions are you looking for?
Right. So I think that when we're talking about the city of Bartlesville, you know, you have people who are worried very much about the day-to-day operations, you know, today. And I think that that's very important. But I think we've also got to have our eye on the future. You know, Bartlesville's got to be a place that is pandemic resistant. You know, our economy needs to be oil boom and bust resistant and resilient. So we've got to find ways to keep Bartlesville the kind of community that will support an aging population, that will attract new and young families, where people can stay and get a good education, have a very high paying job, support their family, retire here, and live out their entire life in a good way here in Bartlesville. I think that that's my goal. You know, to get there, we have several different, you know, things that we've got to accomplish. We have got to eliminate a food desert, which very much exists on the west side of town. Like I said, we've got to diversify our economy. We've got to provide equity when it comes to green spaces, you know, access to our parks and our Pathfinder system have to be equal. We can't just prioritize certain parts of town, which is what's happening right now.
So you're going to be a big advocate for the west side, because that would be the side that you would be representing as that ward councilman,
right?
Should you be elected. As far as you know, our community is concerned, COVID-19, let's get back to that a little bit. How do you see us handling this as a community? We're starting to see a surge.
Right. We are starting to see a surge, and that's troubling, especially when we're looking at the number of beds that are available across the state in ICU units. They're dwindling fast. I mean, we're in a crisis right now. And I think that the very least that we could do is ask people to wear a mask when they're in public spaces with other people. I just think that that's common sense. That's been the guideline from the government for a while now. And I think that we need to have a national mandate, but they've passed that along to the states. And I think we need to have a state mandate, but our governor has made it clear he thinks that that's a city issue. And so if that's the case, then we have to take that up. We have to say we can't be responsible for everybody, but we can be responsible for what happens in our city limits, and we're going to do everything we can.
We're speaking with Eric Turway, and he is running for Ward 3 on City Council. And, of course, Election Day is coming up on November 3rd, but yeah, folks get an early vote and, right. and what have you. Heck of a year to get involved right. because things are very non-traditional as far as being a candidate. I mean, I imagine when you were thinking about this, getting COVID was not in your plan, no. and that's probably reduced opportunities yeah. to have at least close gatherings right. with people in the ward you wish to represent.
Right.
How's that affected your campaign?
Well, you know, I think that it's affected everybody's campaigns, and in a negative way. Campaigning is really about getting out there, mm-hmm. talking to the citizenry, asking them their concerns, and building a platform around what actually matters to them. It's just harder to do now mm-hmm. that I can't go knock on everybody's doors. I can't invite them to big gatherings. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that, you know, it has really stifled our ability to reach those voters, but we're having to make do. Just like everybody else. This is not something that's unique to me. You know, Jim has to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, other people at different levels of government are dealing mm-hmm. with it. So, you know, I think that we're all kind of learning as we go along. No, this would not have been an ideal scenario for me, you know, to get into the race. And if I had known this was going to happen, I'd probably still do it, but I would be grateful to know that this was coming down the road because this was not something, you know, you want to deal with in your first race. But it's been a good good learning opportunity, and I've been thankful for the race that I've, you know, been able to run and the people that I've met along the way, for sure.
One of the more thoughtful questions that came out of the League of Women Voters Forum was one about engaging in more private and public ventures.
Right, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that that's a great idea. I recognize that a lot of the services that we've come to rely on for the city or the state to provide, you know, we've gone through so many economic issues in the last decade or so that we've had to find new revenue streams for that. And I don't think that that's necessarily a good or bad thing. When you're on city council, you just have to fix the problems. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't have great options. You just have the options that you have. So I think that those private and public partnerships can be very valuable if they're done correctly. Mm-hmm. If the public side has, you know, as much say or more than the private side, you know, we don't want to hand over all of the city services to private corporations to run. That's not what we want to do. But we do want to make sure that they are run in a professional way. And if that helps us to do that, mm-hmm. then sure. I think that that's a great way to find space in our budget for more services for our city.
Very good. We're right now at 8:42, and this is where, when we have candidates on, I say, hop on the stump and just give it what you got.
Okay. So I'm Eric Turway. I'm running for city council because I think that Bartlesville has a bright future, and I'm not sure that the city council that we have right now is looking to the future. I think that they're very concerned with the day-to-day operations, and while I said that that's important, I think that's something anybody can do. We all know how to balance our budget. We can all do finances, but I think that we are looking for candidates right now who have a vision, who actually are speaking to the kind of Bartlesville that our children and our grandchildren are going to grow up in, not the kind of Bartlesville that, you know, we're excited to go and spend a Friday night in, you know, at Unity Square. It's really about the kids. It's about providing a place where the economy is strong, where it will continue to be strong. It's about providing industrial diversification, and that doesn't mean just That doesn't mean attracting just one software company to Bartlesville. That means diversifying the entire economy. That means providing an economy that's not based on one industry, so that the next time, Saudi Arabia or Iran or OPEC or whoever decides that they want to turn off the pipes, we're not put in a pinch. That's not going to be our problem in the future. We can't let that continue to be a problem. So that's why I'm running. I believe in a Bartlesville that is more than it is now. And I think that there's a lot of people out there who agree with me. If the emails and the phone calls and the conversations I've had are any indication, I'm not worried. I think that even if, I were to lose on November 3rd, there is a conversation happening out there, especially in Ward 3 now, that's not going to stop. We're going to solve these problems because these problems have been named. We're talking about them, and it's time to get them, to get this accomplished for the people of Ward 3.
Eric Treway has been our guest, and he is running for City Council, Ward 3. Eric, if people want to have a conversation with you, I imagine you got email, Facebook, and all that stuff.
I sure do. Yes, you can visit my Facebook page, Treway for Ward 3. You can email me at treway4ward3 at gmail.com, or you can go to my website, www.ericturway.com. You can give me a call. My number is 918-713-1885. Call me, text me. I'm eager to talk with you and see what your issues are.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for being a part of our community connection today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.